Tantramar staff will be looking into the costs and other implications of installing an RV dump station somewhere in the municipality. The council unanimously backed a motion from Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell last week requesting that staff examine potential locations and associated costs of establishing an RV dump station within Tantramar. Wiggins-Caldwell didn't elaborate on why she made the motion, but several other councillors spoke on it, including Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks.
When I read the motion, I said it sparked something in my mind. I've got to do a little bit of digging and research to see if I can find any other locations, New Brunswick, Canada, wherever, that have municipal dump stations, municipally owned and operated dump stations, to which I found probably very quickly one in Alberta and five in Ontario, which are municipally owned. Some are pay-per-use, some are free at all times, some are free for use but certain hours. One Nitai in Greenville, Alberta, they have three in that municipality or municipal area, one located at their visitors information center, which makes sense. Sudbury, Ontario, Almont, Ontario, Knollville, Ontario, Rockland, Ontario, and Sturgeon Falls. So I'm just thinking that this probably has merit and that it would be great if staff could look at it, because if I can find that much information in a short while, there's probably something here. And from a tourism perspective, I'd like to see if there actually is something here. So I'll be in support of this motion.
Councillor Bruce Finney told his fellow councillors he supported the idea of having staff research a possible RV dump station because it's an idea that has been floated for the past 21 years, and he'd like staff to report back on the possible value for tourism and local use. Councillor Josh Gauguin said he wanted staff to check into how to prevent dumping of contaminants besides a sewage that might do damage to treatment systems.
When we kind of started talking about this, I thought it was a great idea because obviously it's bringing people into the municipality, even if it's just for a few minutes, still stopping at gas or whatever. My main concern is how do we monitor what goes into this well or this, like, because technically it's going to flow to our main lagoon. I think we need to do research on what and how we avoid contamination ending up in the dump station. Obviously, any citizen can pour whatever they want down the drain, but I don't know if there's a way to kind of mitigate some of the things. Obviously, it's a, you know, staff's going to look at it, but I think it's just an extra step that maybe we should make sure that we're safe. But yeah, I'll definitely support it.
Councillor Barry Hicks also asked staff to consider the town's sewage infrastructure, including lagoons and lift stations. Mayor Andrew Black also chimed in on the idea of creating an RV dump station in Tantramar. Black told council he looked at websites showing dump site locations across Canada.
In New Brunswick, there's hundreds of dump stations. The vast, vast majority of them, with the exception of seven that I counted, are all attached to, obviously, trailer parks, national parks, visitor information centers, like campgrounds, these kinds of things. The seven that aren't are all on private land. So gas stations, there's one behind a mall. There isn't a precedent in New Brunswick, just to say, at the municipal level to have an RV dump station. I'm not suggesting that we don't do it, but I think it's something to consider that we may be the only one in the province. I don't know if that's precedent setting or if it's a word of caution. But again, this will come out through that conversation in the budget deliberation, assuming that the motion passes.
CIO Jennifer Bourne was absent from the July 8th meeting where the request for staff to look into a potential RV dump site was passed, and no other Tantramar staff weighed in on the motion. Staff are now tasked with research and reporting back on the idea in time for Tantramar's 2026 budget deliberations in the fall. Council is taking a break from meeting this month, with the July Committee of the Whole meeting and August regular council meeting cancelled. The next scheduled meeting is a Committee of the Whole session on August 25th, and then a regular council meeting on September 8th. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.